Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. An exhibit at the Sacramento History Museum along the waterfront in Old Sacramento is chronicling the stories of tattooed women across California's history. It's called Tattooed and Tenacious, and it runs through June. It highlights how getting inked has a rich history dating back generations, as well as how women both popularized tattoos and they also created opportunities for female artists to leave their mark. It also features some local work and stories from the Sacramento region. The museum's executive director is Delta Pick Mello, and the experience manager is Alexandra Kowalski, and they join us now to shed more light on the stories this exhibit tells. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So tell us a little bit about this exhibit. First and foremost, how did it come about? Who had this idea to profile women and tattoos?
Well, the exhibit is a touring exhibit originally, and it's part of an ongoing change that the Sacramento History Museum is going through in delving into topics that are a little bit more current, more relevant to our communities, our diversity. And so this touring exhibit was called Tattooed and Tenacious, Inked Women in California's History. But we quickly realized that we needed to embellish it with a local aspect. And so we reached out to women and just asked, tell us your stories, either about your tattoos or about being a tattoo artist.
Right. When talking about that evolution that the Sacramento History Museum has been going through, you've joined us before about this, about how, you know, it's not only the gold rush, right?
Exactly. Exactly. We're really trying to show some relevance to the entire Sacramento community, get out of the time frame a little bit, and also reaching out into the outer reaches of our community. And really what we're seeing is just a wonderful response of people coming to the museum that may have never come before.
What caught you most by surprise when taking in this exhibit? Because each one is, you know, unique in its own way.
I think the stories that we heard from the women were just extraordinary. We really didn't know what we would get. And that was the biggest surprise.
Alexandra, you are the experience manager. What goes into being an experience manager at a museum?
It's a very overarching title, but really how you experience the museum just as a public guest coming through our doors is what I try to focus on. So a big part of that with this exhibit was reaching out to our community members, finding ways to capture their stories, capture their images, doing some video recording, and then sharing those in the exhibit.
Was that an easy process? Was it just, you know, I ask and then you got a heavy response, or was it a little bit more work?
Both. So the initial response was huge. We got over 100 different local women sharing their stories. But it was a lot to kind of figure out how to capture all of these different stories with the limited space and resources we had available. And it was also an emotional process. I was really surprised by how vulnerable these women were willing to be with the museum, who many of them had never been before, and sharing these just powerful stories about very personal things in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, tattoos usually have a huge personal significance to you. I mean, you're tattooing yourself in permanent ink. I have tattoos myself. And I remember one time my mother and I, we both got a tattoo for my grandmother, who is Japanese, my mother's mother. And it was a very emotional and powerful experience. What stood out to you about the more than 100 stories you took in about what it meant to these women to tattoo themselves?
Speaking similarly to your experience, there was a woman who reached out that she had lost her sister recently, and she and her three other sisters and mother all got memorial tattoos to honor her, which was a really powerful story. But some other things that really stood out are how women who have struggled with body image issues were using tattoos to kind of take ownership over their own skin and how they present themselves to the world.
Looking at the history component, how far back do we go in history when talking about women and tattoos for this exhibit?
We go way, way back. The exhibit starts out with Indigenous women in the region, and tattooing is a rite that's very personal, that's very much a part of their tribal identity and their place. And it's not something they do lightly. And it's emotional. The people who do the tattooing and how the tattoos are done are very different than the tattooing that we see today. But we start with that. And we talk a little bit about a local tribal member and her story of getting her tattoo. We also then go into Victorian times, and there were rebel women that got tattoos that you would be surprised. Winston Churchill's mother had a tattoo. Amy Crocker, who is the daughter of the...
From like the Crocker Museum?
The Crocker Museum. She was quite a rebel, and she was kind of the... maybe the Kardashians of the day. She was a trendsetter, and she lived in the Far East for many years, traveled all over the world, came back with tattoos, scandalized everybody. She thought it was just a lark and hilarious that everybody would be so enamored by this fact. But so we go from there, and then we go into the circus performers of the early 1900s into the 20s and 30s. And out of that era became the tattoo artists, the female tattoo artists. They learned from the men that were tattooing them, and they became tattoo artists unto themselves. And so it kind of goes from there to the tattoo artists that we have in Sacramento were some of the stories we received of this part of this exhibit.
When it comes to the artistry of tattoos, how has that evolved since the late 1800s?
There are definitely some more modern styles coming about, but I think you'll still see some artists in the area that are doing more traditional practices, hand poke techniques, older machinery that they're using. It's really just about the style they're going for, and there's so many options out there. It's been really impressive to see what the artists can do, and I'll admit I'm kind of shopping for my first tattoo now.
Yeah, I find it fascinating that going back to, you know, the Victorian era Harris, Amy Crocker, the daughter of the Crocker Art Museum founders, you know, that there was obviously tattoos were, that's not surprising that tattoos were taboo back then, but they're still taboo to a certain degree today. You know, if I talk to some of my family members, they don't understand why, you know, I would get a tattoo or other people would get tattoos. So it seems as though we may be, you know, a century plus ahead of that era, but the views of tattoos are still kind of the same. And I find that surprising. Did you find that surprising when doing all the research and the work to put this exhibit together?
Yes and no. I think that we are much more accepting of tattoos in this day and age. I remember, you know, when my first jobs, that tattoos and piercing and things were things that were not allowed in the job force. And that isn't something we even think twice about, at least in our industry. The fact that they're more acceptable is also related to the fact that there are more women now that are, the percentage of women are that are tattooed is higher than the percentage of men.
Really?
Yes. And so I think they really are more accepted. I think there are some, you know, some people that may still be shocked with it, but everyone is tattooed, it just seems like.
I think about it, not only my mom, but my mother-in-law as well. And they got them later in their life. You know, it was something that they, I think, had always wanted to do. But I think that also illustrates and underscores that the changing of the times and the acceptance and them just kind of going for it and doing it. Given that this exhibit has been open now for a few weeks or quite some time, but it's open through June, what have the responses been like? Just watching people take it in and learn about the history of tattoos and women in California.
It's been an overwhelmingly positive response, so much so that we're actually extending the exhibit now through the end of July. So July 28th is the new closing date. But it's brought in a lot of people we don't normally see visiting our museum, and a lot of people are connecting to it on a personal level.
Do you have favorite pieces or photos that really resonate with you?
I think the photography of our contemporary women is just stunning. We worked with Kevin Vieira Photography and Michelle Smith, and the photos that they took of the women, they captured each each individual woman and her tattoo as part of the storytelling in such a way that is so beautiful and so compelling. Each, you know, it isn't a standard pose for any one of them. And as far as seeing people coming in, the other day there was a woman that came in and she was taking a picture of her two nieces in front of one of the pictures. She said, "That's my sister." You know, we're seeing people coming in because, again, as we've talked about before with other exhibits, we're trying to have a place where people can see themselves. So when they see someone that looks like them or is related to them, but also somebody that shares that same story, that same vulnerability, or that same work that they have. This is what we want to do. We want everybody to come in that museum and find a place for themselves.
Yeah, it seems like it's working. It's taking off, which is amazing. Last 20 seconds or so that we have, it's also Sacramento Photography Month, correct? And the museum is part of that, and I would imagine this exhibit as well.
Absolutely. So we really did want to highlight the work that Kevin and Michelle did for us. These works are truly stunning. I highly recommend everyone in the area gets a chance to come see the exhibit if they can. But we do want to continue more out of just Photography Month, working with these photographers as well as other photographers to highlight how portraiture can really be a way for people that aren't as good with their words to share their stories.
Well, Delta and Alexandra, thank you so much. This was fun.
Thank you.
Delta Picmello is the executive director of the Sacramento History Museum, and Alexandra Kowalski is its experience manager. We've been talking about the ongoing exhibit titled Tattooed and Tenacious, which tells the story of tattooed women across California's history, and it now runs until July 28th. It has been extended. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast, and if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.